you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mr. Evans.
Good morning.
Anybody have the lead singer of Metal Church?
I didn't even look.
Mike something.
Exactly.
Yeah. How, I think it was his name.
He was the original singer, though. I do remember that band because it's late 80s, you know, speed metal stuff.
I didn't look.
Yeah, I didn't look either. It's only 55. So that usually involves when wrestlers or rock stars die in their 50s, it's years of abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In general, other things can happen.
But listed as natural causes.
Yep. No, there's no list on that guy so far, you know.
Yeah, but I think for rock stars and wrestlers, that should count as natural causes.
It should.
They live that lifestyle.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, but if you snort coke till your heart stops, that's not natural causes.
I never got that either. We always thought it should be more natural. Like you go to bed, you don't wake up because you're old. That's natural causes.
But it is natural. For you to do a lot of blow and fall over.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And it's natural for your heart to react that way.
Apparently they include that.
If you've done too much blow.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, of course that happened.
Yeah.
You did that.
Wouldn't that be sort of like a drug overdose, which is not natural causes?
I agree with you, Todd, but once again, Dr. Mina breaks it down, and it's their decision. They're in the medical field. It's a lot broader than we always thought it was.
Yeah. I don't know, Craig, because, you know, they will say he died of a drug overdose or alcohol poisoning.
Right, right.
That sounds like natural cause.
Right.
Is it? I don't know. I defer to the doctor on that one, too.
Is heavy metal a natural cause?
Oh, look at Dave Mustaine's face from that documentary.
Yeah, it was rough.
Dave's had some alcohol in his life.
And a little cancer, too.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Yeah.
And a beard now.
Yeah.
And he had to find a new bassist here recently.
Yeah,
I can't believe they went out to play one more song at the end when it was just like riots and stuff. They're like, we got time for one more. Yeah, right. What? Just pack it in. What the hell are you doing?
I know.
He just probably wanted to see the spectacle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty unique perspective when you're watching it from the stage.
Right.
Well, they had to be one of the biggest crowds I'd ever played in.
Yeah.
Oh, would they estimate 300,000, 400,000?
At least, yeah.
Somewhere about?
Yeah.
About there.
That would have been a nightmare. I've been at some concerts where you just, like they were saying, where you just off your feet and you are in no control of where you're moving. It's terrifying.
You got to a mosh pit like that before? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. The one guy described it as being part of an organism.
Right.
You had no control over your body. You just had to go with the crowd.
And if you go down, you're in trouble. Like fall down.
My friend and I, we were.
What mosh
probably,
pit were you?
We were like juniors in high school, and we were right up front for this KISS show.
Okay.
And
were they mosh pit and KISS?
Well, it wasn't a mosh pit. It was just everybody pushing to the forward to the front of the stage when they started playing. And we were like, you know, puny-ass little dude. We're like, we got to get out of here.
Right. That is freaky.
You're about to get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the closest I ever came to a concussion was up front at a concert getting.
And were you in the mosh pit? Or you just got kicked.
There were crowd surfers apparently.
Oh, okay, got it.
And I took a Doc Martin to the back of the skull.
All right.
And you're
wearing your helmet, like I said earlier.
No. Cut my eye open. My sunglasses cut my eye open.
What show was it?
This was a festival in like.
Who was on stage at the time? You remember?
Foo Fighters.
Oh, okay.
It was '97.
All right.
I think.
All right.
Were they passing you around the crowd?
No.
He got kicked in the head.
I was kind of stunned, honestly, and I stood there for a few more minutes, and then I decided to get out of there and go sit down.
Yeah, Doc Martens are hard.
And as soon as I turned around to walk out of the crowd, people started moving because I was bleeding down my face.
Rock and roll.
They get out of your way when you're bleeding.
Roll, yeah.
Like, you're at more risk because you're taller than everybody.
Right.
That's somebody's crowd surfing. That foot's coming right for you.
Yeah.
I spent the rest of the day sitting on the hill wondering what my name was.
Bloody Puss?
Not yet. It wasn't at that point.
That's right. You weren't Puss yet.
No. Yeah. No. But, yeah,
you just felt like one.
That name wasn't bestowed on you yet in '97.
fairly certain that's as close as I've ever come to a concussion.
I bet it was.
I might have had one
that day. Yeah, you probably did. You probably did.
Because I got kicked hard.
Yeah. What's on this date in 1969, you might remember where you were when Led Zeppelin and the Doors performed at the Seattle Pop Festival. An estimated 50,000 to 70,000 festival goers were in attendance at Gold Creek Park to enjoy relative peace, music, and, quote, a certain amount of nudity.
Nice. I never knew, because obviously Zeppelin was a brand new band at the time. I never knew those two bands played together. I never even heard about that concert. That sounds great.
Especially with a certain amount of nudity.
Exactly. Yeah.
As a bonus.
Yeah, and a certain amount of nudity. Well, I'm there. Yeah. I don't care who's playing.
Oh, hell yeah.
I sort of care who's playing.
Were they
too young for that one?
Were they specific about the certain amount?
Like a lot of 1969 boobs hanging out.
Yeah,
man.
Just tops off?
Probably. No, there were naked people all over the place. There were naked dudes. In that documentary about Woodstock in 99, there were dudes with the wieners hanging out.
There were dongs hanging out.
Dongs everywhere, man. Flea played naked in that show.
Yeah.
He often did. Right.
I know he did.
That's kind of his thing.
But it's so crazy because he's playing with that bass, and this is 1999, and it swings open at one point during the documentary, and there's his dong.
Yeah, there it is.
Got some blood in there, too, though.
You would have to.
There's
400,000 people
there. You got to keep some blood in that bear, right?
I think being in front of that crowd will just naturally keep a little
blood in there.
Did he
play most gigs naked, or were there municipalities or stadiums that didn't allow that?
They did it when they could, I think.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
But there are probably venues that said, no, you can't.
Well,
do
that's where the socks came in.
Right.
And diapers. I've seen footage of him wearing a diaper on stage.
Right, he's crazy.
I saw them years ago, and he was probably 50, and after their show, he just walks on his hands off the stage.
They're ripped. He's ripped. Yeah. Was his wiener hanging out there? We yell and let your wieners out.
I'm like, see it, Flea.
And you don't have to agonize over wardrobe. I'll just go make it again tonight. That's my thing. That's what I do.
Bass is hanging right there. He had to pinch his balls eventually somewhere. His bass is right over his balls. First time we ever talked to Flea. We talked to Flea years ago, maybe.
Just Chad Smith.
Yeah, we talked to Chad. Now, I bet you Chad wasn't naked on the kit, because you definitely step on a nut, like that old man that crossed his leg in that video. if you're drumming on the bass and the bass drum and the hi hat, you're gonna smash a nut.
I think he took.
I think
part
he was.
The...
I thought he was too crazy. Whoever I'm talking
Chloe.
To, Chloe, right. I've become my old man, man. I used to go through all my sisters' names like you guys do. Shut up.
Yeah, we go through your sisters.
Shut up. But we talked to Chad Smith again. I'm going to ask, did you ever get a thigh nut you're drumming?
Those shows where they only wore the sock.
Yeah.
I think he partook in that.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Yeah.
I hate it when your sisters go through all of our names except for yours.
Well, good.
Yeah, they finally get around to me. Yeah.
It gets weird if they go to you.
You're going
to
see two of my sisters coming in. They're coming to town for the ceremony.
We know.
Damn it.
Maybe we'll talk this time.
I was ahead of everything except for that one. Damn it, Nick. Yeah, you know.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Well, here's one you don't hear about too often. WBKO out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, says that police say that Allison Hargis intentionally caused the death of Philip Stewart when she shot him numerous times with a BB gun.
Oh, numerous.
From the window of her apartment. He was standing in the parking lot when she shot him. He was found unconscious.
BB guns can make you unconscious?
He was found unconscious. A person on scene began life-saving.
It's their fault.
That's a bad ambulance.
Began life-threatening measures until...
Just covered his mouth and nose.
Until EMS arrived.
We're going this arrived.
Worst EMT ever.
Go to sleep.
Life-threatening measures.
And so she's now been charged with murder.
Wow.
For shooting a guy with a BB gun.
That must have been
hit him in the eye or something.
I looked for more details and I couldn't find any.
That's got to be a freak thing. Like she put one in his ear.
Something.
And it got into his brain.
Yeah, it had to be something weird.
Or he fell and hit his head.
That's it. That was probably it.
I've never wanted a BB gun more than when we were down at the lake. So where we were staying, there was this boat rental place that had this balloon that was probably like 200 feet up in the air. And I'd wanted to shoot that thing constantly.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a gun.
I never wanted a BB gun more.
Now, like a BB gun can't even penetrate your skull, can it?
No. No.
Maybe a pellet gun.
From what distance?
Make a dent. But the BB gun, you're talking BB gun like I remember
you could probably
a
play
BB gun as a kid.
Russian roulette with a BB gun and not die.
Yeah.
You know? Sting would hurt. I bet you Sting would hurt pretty bad.
Do they make revolver BB guns?
No. That's a great question.
I don't think they do.
No, they make a lot of guns.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder if this guy was he like pissing her off or something? And she's like, I'm going to get him. Or she just has a BB gun. She's like, hey, check this
out. If you see the picture of this woman, she probably lives a troubled life.
Ah. Right. What she look like? And Craig's speed, that's not good.
No.
Actually,
no.
Most people's speed.
No,
not an
no,
endorsement.
No. It is. Allison.
Yeah, look her up.
Anyway.
Look her up.
Let's see.
So she's a methed out BB gun.
Allison Hargis, H-A-R-G-I-S.
Yeah, I'm sure they make better BB guns now, but as a kid, I think you could have thrown a BB and caused more damage than coming out of my BB gun.
Because pellets are a lot more dangerous.
You're taking an eye out with that. Nobody ever said you'll kill somebody with that till now.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You always said take an eye out with that, which you could.
What was her name?
Allison Hargis, H-A-R-G-I-S, I think.
Well, the pellet gun, some of them you can pump up.
1L.
And get a little more pressure on it.
Right.
Yeah, when it has a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the bullet that you use.
We need more details in that story. I know you're giving the information you have, Craig.
Yeah, I looked at several sources. H-A-R-G-I-S is what you're looking for.
How the guy died.
Yeah. That's going to be a weird trial.
Yeah, she's not pretty.
No, but she killed a guy with a BB gun.
Yeah.
And she looks to have zero remorse about it in the mugshot here.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's got much going on in that mugshot. Not even teeth.
It looks like they made her take out her multiple lip piercings before the mugshot.
I'm guessing she's dead behind the eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there ain't much going on.
Well, there's the meth dancing around in her head.
That's a great wordplay, Craig.
Death behind the eyes.
I like that. That's meth dancing around in her head.
I like that. You rarely hear meth associated with dancing.
No, you don't. But I know
just do a bunch of meth
I know
and
what
go
Craig's
dancing.
Just saying.
Yeah. Sometimes exes don't get along on the set of Flip or Flop last week. A lot of people watched that.
Yep.
Tarek.
They've been divorced for a couple years at least now.
Yeah.
And he's with another woman. She just had a baby with another guy, and she got divorced again. But I'd read an article recently that they kept the show going, and they're in the business together. But a lot of those scenes are shot separately now.
Well, last week.
Like he'll say, like, hey, okay, we'll fix that. And they could bring her in later on. She goes, hey, why don't you fix that? I mean, they're editing it some. They don't want them in the same room.
Last week, he reportedly lashed out at the ex-wife and co-host Christina.
Who's hot.
TMZ says he didn't like the way she signaled to him that she and the crew were ready to film the next segment. So he went on a verbal tirade against her, comparing her to his fiance, selling Sunset star Heather Rae Young, and saying that he enjoys watching Christina fail. He yelled that he made her and referred to her as a washed-up loser.
Wow.
But she's
told his ex-wife that the new girlfriend, who he proposed to a year ago, is more attractive than her, has more money than her, and the world knows she's crazy.
Whoa. He went full bore on that.
Don't hold back.
Yeah. There's some emotional abuse there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now then.
Before you said that was emotional abuse, I was like, if they put that on the show, I'd watch it.
Exactly.
Apparently, he is upset. Apparently.
Yeah.
Because she admitted to smoking psychedelic toad venom as part of a spiritual journey.
Well, she's got two kids with him. That's why.
And
yeah, I did see that.
She said it reset her brain and kicked out years of anxiety in 15 minutes. Well, he's hurt with this.
Is that the Mike Tyson toads where he licked the toad's ass? Got
yes.
High?
Okay. Yes.
It doesn't have to be his
intentionally,
ass.
Intentionally, yeah.
It have to be the ass?
That might have been the back. But
so he says he's concerned about the safety of her children because she was smoking psychedelic toad venom.
Yep. Well, you would be. She does. They do have kids together.
Yeah, but if the kids weren't around,
oh, they weren't.
She's
they weren't.
Just getting better, and she's just going through what she feels is some sort of therapy.
Right.
You know, you can't get. I guess it's how you feel about that sort
right,
of thing.
Right, right, right. Well, and, she's not licking a toad's ass in front of the kids.
Yeah, and no one's saying that.
That's a bad example.
It does.
They both
Mom's licking the toad again.
They were married from 09 to 018. They both now have solo series on the network.
Yeah, she's got hers. Hers is Christina on the Coast. I forget what his is.
They must have started doing their
Flipping
show
101.
Shortly after they got married.
I think you're right, Todd.
Because that show's been on for a while. Yep.
013.
The original form.
It started in 013. They got married in 09.
All right.
Divorced in 018. They filmed nine seasons together.
They made a fortune.
Currently
too.
Working on season 10. As they are navigating life as co-parents and real estate experts.
That's a problem, I guess, if you're with somebody for so long and your business revolves, because people love both of them, and they say, we got to keep the show going because it's making us $1 zillion.
So apparently, to speak to what you had said earlier, Mike,
what?
When they don't get along on set, when
right.
things like this happen, that is when they start shooting scenes separately.
Got it.
Like and they've had to do that a few times.
Okay.
Where when something like this happens, they get them apart and start shooting the scene separately.
But Nick's right, because I've heard of guys when the woman or their woman leaves the room, they go, bitch, you know, and they have to say it out loud.
Yeah, you can't say it out loud.
You have to mumble it out loud because it doesn't count. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
If you just think it.
It just doesn't work. And they should leave that in the show.
Well, totally.
Bitch or dick, you know.
And, well, they've got mics.
Yes.
Everybody's mic'd up.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's an audio guy who's got some good stuff.
He does.
Oh, big time.
Oh, I'm sure they're sharing that amongst the crew constantly. What a horrible working environment for everybody else.
I know. Yeah, because they're not getting rich.
No.
They're just, you know, they're just film crews.
Yeah, I wonder where you get psychedelic toad venom.
A toad's ass, apparently, according to Todd.
Yeah, ask Tyson.
Why do you smoke it? You squeeze it out?
No, I think you just lick it.
No, she smoked it.
Oh, okay.
He always says that, Nick. Don't fall for that.
I thought that was...
No, they probably just dried it up, and then you got a chunk of stuff, and you smoke it.
Okay, so it secretes something, and crystallizes, and you smoke that?
I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's
please
what it
say,
sounds like.
Please say out loud you really want to do this. So when Dr. Mina hears this, we'll get it. We'll hear from her. Because obviously Nick wants to do it.
Well,
right?
If
but it's,
not when the
you,
kids
you
are around.
You don't die from licking a toad's ass, do you?
I don't think so.
This is good. This is pretty good.
And again, I don't think it has to be the ass. That's just Todd projecting.
I'm sticking with the ass, though. And you get high from licking a goat, puss.
Well, there's a certain euphoria.
Well, 15 minutes can clear years of anxiety.
Right.
That sounds pretty good.
I'd lick a toad's ass to get rid of some anxiety.
There you go.
All right. Once again, it doesn't have to be the ass, right?
You lick it all smoke.
Have
I think
to
so.
Be.
Okay, we're in. I'll smoke it, too, if it gets rid of the anxiety. You don't smoke the toad's ass. You smoke what comes out of the toad's ass, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The secretion.
Yeah.
Here's kind of a beautiful
story. Try this. This is good toad ass. Okay, check it out, man.
Apparently, it's the Sonoran Desert Toad.
Now, you're down there a lot, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
I did read about her going away to do this, too. Yeah,
we did. We may have mentioned it.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a lethal dose.
Why don't you get your dad to get a snoring toad for you next time you're in town?
I think they're that easy to find.
Well, if anybody's going to find them, it's going to be you.
Larry's got time.
Larry's got time, too.
Does he hang out on his...
Your dad, because your dad told you one time, you're still smoking the grass. That was his term, right? Are you still licking that toad's ass?
No, Dad, I lick toads now.
And can you go to the... to the pet store and get yourself a Sonoran toad?
That's a good question. These are all excellent questions.
They are.
And is it technically abuse?
Dr. Mina would disagree, but I think these are all excellent questions.
She will. I would bet. Yeah, she will definitely disagree. But yeah.
DMT, dimethyl.
Oh yeah, that's
tryptamine.
Not, yeah,
that's the active chemical, and I don't know if that'll kill you or not.
I'll stop at Petco after this.
Yeah.
Do you have any toads with psychedelic secretions?
And I'll look in to see if the DMT can kill you or not.
Well, we should probably check that first. Check that first. Check that first.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
And we'll tell you if the toad can kill you.